Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question today. Have you ever heard about CEOs who are psycho? Do you know anyone who fits this description? Would you like to learn more about what a CEO does, who he is actually responsible to? Tell me, have you ever worked for a difficult CEO? Or better yet, can you imagine being a CEO? Tell me, do you know what a financial facilitator is? And when was the last time you heard about an amazing gal who is an extraordinary entrepreneur? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I'd like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successful Stories. Today, I'll be introducing my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She provides us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice, some really practical advice. Before I introduce her, I'd like to invite you to call in today during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions that you may have. I'm pleased to announce that our live show today is being featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 210,000 fabulous, amazing listeners. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She's been on the show before, and I'm thrilled to have her back. She's an amazing guest, and she's quite an interesting gal. She's a proven performer both to the film and television industry, as well as to the Fortune 500 media companies in the U.S. and Canada. She's demonstrated knowledge in orchestrating and directing large-scale productions such as film festivals, fashion shows, and PR events both in Toronto and New York. Highly developed pitching and presentation competence. She's an effective team player with a heightened analytical skills and capabilities in long-term strategic planning. She is the CEO Libra, Public Relations, Branding, and Business Development for CEOs. I am pleased to welcome back to our show again, Kojenwa Moet. Hi, how are you doing today?
Like comments there.
I'm so well. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It sounds so fabulous when you talk about me. I'm like, who is this person? Menu. Thank you, January.
Well, I love having you. You've been on the show. This will be, I think, your third time on the show. You're very popular with our listeners. They enjoy you. And you've chosen psycho CEOs and psychos as your topic today. As a CEO yourself, you're really well qualified to speak about this. How did you come to this topic?
Well, I got a lot of feedback, and I've been reading a lot of business cases about CEOs that are very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think psycho is a colloquialism, like people will, you know, say in passing, oh, my God, the guy's a psycho. He's just absolutely nuts. You know, so it probed me to think about what people mean exactly when they're calling someone a CEO. Are they saying that the person is difficult to work with? Are they saying that the person is evil or mean? Is this a Ted Bundy character? So it made me think about relationships in the workplace.
Right. Well, you know, the topic of CEOs and big business, it's on the front pages. I was just reading the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and 100 CEOs met in Washington to come up with their suggestions and their advice to help the country get going. What does it take to become a CEO?
What does it take to become a CEO? It takes a lot of risk taking. What happens when you decide that you're going to open up an LLC or a sole proprietorship or even an LLP, which means you're going in with a partner, is it means that it opens yourself wide open to all sorts of difficult possibilities like going bankrupt, getting sued, you know, it just leaves you really, really exposed. So you have to be willing to take care of other people. Not only are you accountable to your shareholders or the people who have pumped money into your business, but you're also accountable to the people who work for your company. So you are the leader. And when you're the leader, you got to lead. You got to lead. It's okay to have a flat organization where everyone's equal, but fundamentally, if you hold the purse strings, you have a lot of say in how things unfold, unravel. You are the face of your company. You are the face of your brand. Mm-hmm. And so what you do affects the company and by proxy affects the people who are in it and the people who are working for you.
Well, you know, they've gotten big business and CEOs, they've gotten a lot of bad publicity with a lot of things that have happened in the corporate world. Could you just go over some of the traits that are psychopathic anyway that we might recognize in a CEO?
Yes, absolutely. So basically the definition, just to clear it up for people who are out there thinking, like, what exactly is a psychopath?
Mm-hmm.
The term has been used in terms of people who are absolutely devoid of any emotion whatsoever. So basically, if your dog died, if your mom died, you wouldn't cry at the funeral or you wouldn't really feel anything. So that's the clinical term of psychopath. You're completely devoid of any emotion. Not every psychopath is a serial killer like Ted Bundy. For the 4% of the United States that would be clinically classified as psychopath, only 1% of that population would be serial killer status. But the traits really encompass things that have to do with ruthlessness, charm, focus, intelligence, grace under pressure, narcissism, appetite for risk, which we talked about, which is specific to CEOs who want to take on risk, also the need for control and emotional detachment or lack of consciousness. So those are kind of the traits that you associate with someone that has psychopathic traits. Leadership traits by proxy, and if you think about it, are you charismatic or do you have superficial charm? So we've seen that in sometimes politicians that talk to us. Right? Right?
Well,
have you ever
We certainly have seen that. And, you know, good Genoa, I'm going to take a break here, and we're going to hear about your host today. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about CEOs and politicians and some of the sexual scandals that have been going on. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guests, Kojenwa Moet, and we were talking about psychos, CEOs who are psycho. Before we go on to that, would you like to share your website information with my listeners right now?
I would love to, and actually, if you're on Blog Talk right now and you can see it, you can always go right ahead and click on Zebra, which is the name of the public relations company that we have here in New York and in Toronto. Send me a note. Let me know what's going on in general. We do deal with CEOs. We do talk to CEOs all the time. The website is www.zebra.nu.
And then you also have two other websites that we're promoting at Blog Talk. One is nextlevelusa.com. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, happily. So Next Level is about what it takes for you to get to the next level insofar as professional success and personal success. So what happens a lot of the times when you're a CEO is you're dealing with all sorts of things, you know, anything ranging from, you know, my wife doesn't know who I am because I'm never home. I'm always traveling. Or I'm always traveling, so I'm really exhausted. I've lost my vitality. I can't, my clarity isn't good anymore. I feel like my employees don't really connect with my message any longer. So it's about attaining professional and personal success so that you can reach new heights. And we're actually going to be hosting a retreat in the Caribbean in Barbados, which is one of my favorite places because I saw Rihanna perform there. I saw her perform there, and it was amazing, and it's just such a cocoon for just feeling good again. And when you look up at a cloudless sky and you're on a beach, you're just thinking about how finite life is. You know, you really, I think, when I think about it anyway, how do I want to leave this world? You know, I want to leave skidding in sideways saying, you know, I had a great time. So it's about reconnecting with who you are fundamentally and what your values are so that you can get back to the core of who you are.
Well, you know, when we talk about CEOs and politicians, and it comes to mind all the sexual scandals that have been happening, and it just totally amazes me, like, for example, with General Petraeus and that situation, because he certainly is comparable to one of the most powerful CEOs in the country running the CIA. Wouldn't these people, why would they do such obvious things like send indiscreet emails? I mean, do they think no one's going to read them?
It's honestly appalling to me. You know, people are going to cheat. It sounds like that's just the general scene. So irrespective of whether you are the head of the CIA or whether you work at FedEx, you know, there are things that are going to happen in your life that are going to change the course and change the direction of where you're going, I think, I always say to our clients at Zebra, you know, everything you do, operate as though it's going to go to court. Everything you write, everything you send, be prepared to defend it. You know, as small as the text message. You have to be so careful. And that's not to say that you're going to sneak around and do things that are illicit and prepare it in such a way that you can twist it another way. And there are people who do that. And that would be psychopathic behavior, that you would do something knowing that it was wrong and then knowing that you would have to defend it in another way that would couch you as not having been in the wrong. You know, that somehow defines some modicum of psychopathic behavior.
You know,
it's amazing to me.
It's so amazing to me, too, because you have these people who are brilliant, and I think they just get to feel that their egos are so large that the rules don't apply to them. However, they seem to lose their common sense, because sending indiscreet messages on emails or on your cell phone is really a very arrogant thing to do. Don't you agree?
I do agree. I really do agree. And it suggests a problem that isn't, that a little piece of the puzzle that's missing insofar as who you are as a person. I mean, look, if you are not interested in being with your life partner any longer, you should address that. You know, it's cool. It's fine. I mean, these things happen. You know, it's fine to say to someone, I feel disconnected from you. I don't feel like we have passion anymore in our relationship. I feel like I'm not sexually attracted to you anymore. It's fine to articulate what the issue is fundamentally. But when you start, you know, going outside of the relationship and thinking that you're so untouchable that you can do what you want without any repercussion, that's where the problem for me lies, frankly. And you see it a lot. You see it a lot. I mean, some of these rider requests, for example, I mean, we can call celebrity CEOs, right, because they are running their own enterprises. So you look at the 10 most outrageous celebrity requests that are in the riders, and you have someone like Mary J. Blige, and it's alleged that she has to have a brand new toilet installed in the venue at which she plays, right? So you're like, is that psycho, or is it just, you know, a simple demand from a celebrity, from a star who's constantly on the road, hustling every day? It's wild. You know, you've got all kinds of things, from people who are vegan. Paul McCartney is so vegan that his limo can't have leather seats in there, right?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
He's not doing it. He's not interested. And 24 bars of Ivory soap. So these guys are CEOs. I suppose I could be classified as a psycho CEO, but I don't think that I am, you know. And I always say perception is everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's an interesting phenomena in our celebrity-driven world. CEOs are like celebrities, and, of course, there's been so many scandals and ridiculous things that have gone on. You know, some of it you couldn't make it up. It's stranger than fiction, and the reality is it's nonfiction, and it's the real world that we're coping with every day. You know, right now we're going to hear a brief message about a wonderful organization that we support here. And when we come back, I would like you to tell us how to deal with a difficult boss. That's what we all need to know. If we're working for a psycho, what do we need to do? What do we need to know? We'll be right back with Kojenwa.
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back, and let's talk about how do you deal with a psycho boss if you're working for one. How does one get through the day in that kind of situation? Go, Genoa.
Oh, man, I've had my share of CEO bosses, let me tell you. And for anybody out there who's working with someone who's a little bit difficult, I empathize with you, first of all. Secondly, call me if you have any questions. And third, there are things that you may want to consider as you course through your day. Mm-hmm. Especially if you really love what you do and fundamentally you enjoy your work.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you want to do is to be proactive. Have you ever walked into a situation, maybe January, I know you've been on your own for a while, but have you ever mm-hmm. walked into a situation where the person walks in and you can almost feel them before they enter in the door? Your stomach tightens. You start to get clammy. You start to kind of lose focus on what you're working on right now, and you can tell already that it's going to be a really, really long day.
When that
happens, I always say, you know, you want to be proactive. You want to think about what the potential issues might be and then figure out how to counter them. So if you know that your boss is going to be walking in a bad mood already because they're dealing with something or there's something on the table that hasn't been resolved, what can you bring to the table that will solve the issue in part or in whole if you're mm-hmm. good, if you're really, really good? So think about those things. You know, when your boss is deciding to call an emergency meeting, how can you contribute in a positive way or give mm-hmm. a piece of positive news? And that's what we do in public relations. There's a lot of bad news out there. And we often couch the blow for our clients, but we're so happy to counter a piece of bad news with something really, really good, and we work so hard for that. So that's mm-hmm. one thing you want to do is to be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to be prepared. You want to communicate. The thing is that you're managing your boss as well, so you're managing up, right? Mm-hmm. Your boss is managing down. Your mm-hmm. boss is managing sideways, and mm-hmm. this is what we call organizational behavior in the classic term when we think about how people relate in the business sense. You want to be prepared, and you want to use statements that assume the issue. So when you do this, I feel that, right? So when you yell at me, I feel disrespected. Because I like to have a conversation in an even tone. And mm-hmm. so I would ask you mm-hmm. to please consider having a discussion in an even tone. So you're really assuming the cost of the feeling, rather than to be like, you're a freak show and you're a psychopath. And you know what? I really don't like you, and I like to act, you know, forgive me.
Right.
So that's kind of a way that you want to assume the cost of the feeling, and I always, always use that in my seminars. You mm-hmm. want to be professional as well.
Okay.
You know,
that's important.
Right. That's definitely important. Going in on the attack sometimes leads to a pink slip, and the next thing you know, you're on the sidewalk with a tin can. Going, what happened? What just happened there? You know, so you really want to maintain a professional stance. And legally, if it ever goes to court, you have a ground to stand on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in a professional stance at all times. And you also want to be persistent. It's very likely that your boss is not going to change overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But change does happen behaviorally.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, you know, if the situation is persisting and you're feeling this level of angst and stress that is so deep, and I always say to people, you know, stress leads to cancer. I'm sorry, but it does. And
yeah.
I feel that. Do you know what I'm saying to you, January? Like,
oh, I know that's for sure.
Yeah. So you don't want to be in a situation for too long that is causing deterioration on your body, on the cells, on the toxins. We already have toxins in our system. We already do. What we consume, God only knows what's in there, right? So you want to live your life the best way you can so that you can preserve your health as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that, you know, barring all of these things and you're not seeing a change, you're going to want to think about switching positions. And that's where people often do. And that's where we can help is, are you moving from a situation where you're in your job place and wanting to become a CEO yourself? Because that's what happened with me. You know, it really did.
Well, you know, I think that we leaders identify with psychopathic behavior because that's what makes some of them leaders. And actually, it makes them quite good. And I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing this thoughts with us about CEOs who happen to be psychos. And I hope that you will come back again and visit with us soon.
I will absolutely come back again and visit with you soon. I love, love, love. How's your golf game going, by the way? I saw you golfing with Ray Romano.
Yeah, it's getting much better. Thank you. And to my listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today. And be sure to catch all of our interviews and our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for the rest of this week are all amazing. They will amuse and astonish you. This is an eclectic, energizing week. This is the show where you will hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We really love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now my special chocolate quote of the day comes from Charles Schulz. And he says, there is nothing better than a friend unless it is a friend with chocolate. I so agree. So for now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Coach Anna Moyet. Also, this is January Jones thanking you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity. as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
No. About that.
Excuse me.
Hot, yeah. Okay.
You never
ever got this kind of weather where you come from? No.
Yeah. We were in Arizona.
Oh, but that's dry.
Dry, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, what's your last name?
Cortez.
Cortez. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
With a Z?
F.
Okay. Yeah, we had dry weather, and I grew up in Michigan.
Oh.
And that had very humid weather. Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to get to go out to lunch today, aren't you? She's got new checks. Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Yeah, okay, so yours is...
Quick question. Do I leave all the lights off?
If you want, yeah, doesn't matter.
I'll see you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just put them on so that I can see in here, but yeah, you can leave them on if you want. Or turn them off, whatever. Doesn't matter. Well, she's going to follow you around now. ready to go by myself. Okay. Dear Ginger, but you want to join? Come on, Ginger. Did you mention this clip? Did you mention this clip? Did you mention that clip?